Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, 9:06 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. I'm remote, but in the studio is San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how are you doing, David?
Hey, I'm doing good. Happy to be on another edition of the Morning Show, bringing folks local news and happenings throughout the area. How are things back in the Red Rock Country?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's an incredible day, as it generally is. I don't know, this time of year, we always run into weather occasionally here and there, but no wind that I can see right now. And it's a beautiful day in the Red Rock Country.
Oh, well, very good. Glad to hear that.
Can't believe it's April 23rd. We're almost 4 months into the year. It seems like it was New Year's Day just yesterday, and all of a sudden we're getting toward the end of April.
Yeah. Yep. It's just cruising along. Pretty interesting. Well, again, it's the Morning Show on 92.7. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Again, looking at some items out of the city of Cortez, where two proposals submitted to the Cortez Municipal Airport of two airlines, possibly to run the contract out of the Cortez Airport. Contract will begin on October 1st and last for 2 or 4 years. Advanced Air LLC and the current airline, Key Lime Air Corps, and Denver Air Connection submitted proposals before the April 1st deadline. According to a report from the Cortez Journal, Bailey Duran of the Journal writing that report up. You can read it in full in the latest edition and online at thedashjournal.com. Both airlines have presented to the city council and, again, have different options there. You can read more about that again, in the Cortez Journal, but we know that changing airline providers or keeping them the same, that can definitely have impacts, as we've seen in Moab.
Yeah, and absolutely, and it's a great thing to have more than one company bid on that. Of course, these essential air service contracts provide service to remote areas that may not be served well by a market. And so, you know, they're subsidized routes, but have two companies interested. That's good news.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, folks can review those submissions and those companies. Again, the Cortez Journal has got a good report on that. Well, again, it's the Morning Show on 92.7. Looking at other news in the Red Rock listening area. We spoke quite a bit about it yesterday, but I feel like it bears repeating. There's just two public meetings in the Red Rock Country related to the Bears Ears National Monument draft plan, and one of them is this evening in Blanding. At the first online meeting regarding the draft plan, federal land agency representatives from the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service spoke about the draft plan and also how to give effective comments at that April 16th online forum. Michael Englehart, Manti LaSalle District Ranger of the Moab Monticello District, explained to attendees of that online meeting how to give effective comments on the draft plan. Englehart said that the most useful public comments are those that raise questions about the accuracy of information or the methods used by the federal agencies in framing the range of alternatives presented in the draft environmental impact statement. Also said that a very useful comment are those that present new and relevant information for analysis, such as research reports, personal knowledge of locations, resources that are out on the landscape, uses that are important to you, and said that all those are all important things to hear. So that public comments that present reasonable alternatives to what is currently presented within the range of alternatives. Englehart added that the comments are not used or counted as votes and explained that expressed opinions or preferences for alternatives will not receive a formal response from the agencies, but it may be considered as part of their decision-making process. In addition to reviewing the draft plan, Englehart also encouraged attendees of that meeting and the public in general to visit the e-planning website that the agencies have set up to review with the interactive map tool that allows people to get down to a detailed look at how the draft plan alternatives would impact areas in the monument differently. And again, you know, you look at a map and it's, as we've talked about before, 1.3 million acres. So there's a lot to look at, and you use this online map, you're able to look at a lot more detailed. And again, like you say, you can do those layers as well. So you can say, okay, under alternative C, how does it impact, you know, recreation in this area? Or alternative D, how does it impact grazing in this area? So all those, that's definitely a very useful tool if you've got some vested interest in looking into this plan.
And I would assume that most of us here in the Red Rock Country do have a vested interest in it. As we know, Bears Ears National Monument has dominated the news for many years, and this is the draft management plan, a public meeting that they're seeking comment and seeking understanding and input. David wrote a great story. You can see it on our website at sjrnews.com that introduces some of the key things that are being considered with this. There's five different alternatives that are being considered, and with a preferred alternative initially, you know, they said this is our preferred, but it's all open right now. So I'd definitely take advantage of the opportunity to participate. It's this evening, Utah State University campus in Blanding from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that preferred alternative too, Bill. That was something that Bureau of Land Management Monticello Field manager Jake Palma talked about, that as part of the BLM's planning regulations, they've got to identify a preferred alternative. They do that with any sort of draft plan. And that they identified one, that preferred alternative is alternative E. But Palma said as they consider a range of alternatives, the preferred alternative does not necessarily constitute a decision, saying that alternative E is not necessarily going to move forward with the decision. That's why they're in the public comment period, 90-day public comment period. So, again, there is an alternative that's preferred that's identified, but they don't have to adopt that preferred alternative, or they don't have to adopt all aspects of it. So, again, it's important for folks to weigh in. Again, one of two public meetings in the Red Rock area. First one happening tonight at Utah State University in Blanding. And the address given is a library building, so that's where we assume it will be. But, again, USU Blanding's campus is small enough that you should be able to find it, if not. But it should be in that library building according to the address that they gave.
One of the local issues of concern is Arch Canyon and what's going to happen there. And again, they are considering it, and the preferred alternative would result in the closure of Arch Canyon to motorized traffic. And so if you're interested in that, I'd encourage you to jump in. As I think back about 30 years ago, the National Park Service closed Salt Creek Canyon to motorized traffic. And I grew up in a community that Angel Arch was the icon of the community, just as much as the Horsehead, this beautiful arch in Canyonlands. And a few years ago, a friend of mine came in, and I had a poster on the wall here in the office of Angel Arch. And he looked at that and he said, "Where is that? That's the coolest arch. I've never seen that before." And it's just shocking to me that closing motorized access to a place can really, to me, that's a hole in the community even to this day. I know that Arch Canyon may have similar meaning to local residents who, it's a spectacular place. And there's been a lot of back and forth over the years on motorized access to Arch Canyon, but that could be impacted by this. And so let your public land managers know your insights into that and your thoughts, and take advantage of this opportunity to participate in democracy by going to a meeting.
Yeah, you know, and with that too, I mean, there's folks, you know, weighing in and feel strongly on a lot of different issues as well, and maybe even feel that Arch Canyon would be best served, you know, by limiting motorized travel. So again, there's a lot of there's a variety of opinions and views out there, and again, it's not just about recreation or grazing. I mean, there's a ton of different this plan will impact so many different aspects of the monument, and so definitely check it out if there's something you like to do on public lands or something that part of your job on public lands or that you'd like to see happen or you'd like to see not happen, this is an opportunity to review, how that may change or stay the same and what your views on that may be. So again, that public meeting's tonight at Utah State University in Blanding from 6 to 8, and there's one other public meeting scheduled in the Red Rock area. That's going to be at Monument Valley High in Monument Valley, Utah, on May 16th, also from 6 to 8. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you here on the morning show this morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more news and happenings here on 92.7.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off. And they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-8787. That's 1-800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-8787. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 FM. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, 9:20 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, we spoke a little bit yesterday also about the fire in the Shiprock area. It's been named the Truck Route Fire and started on Sunday along Truck Route Road, and BIA Fire Management crews responded to the area, worked on containment yesterday. They haven't determined the cause of the fire, but it did burn 60 acres of a wildfire in the Shiprock area, so you maybe saw that smoke yesterday. As they worked on containment there in Shiprock. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. There's an event going on this week. The Utah Friends of Paleontology has invited a speaker, Josh Hansen, park manager for Utah Raptor State Park. He's going to give a construction update on Moab's newest attraction, including information on roadwork, exhibits, and projected opening. Of course, you've seen the activity if you've driven north of Moab on 191. They've been, working into wide the lanes and then also building some structures there as well. So, again, it's a free presentation. It's going to be happening this Thursday at the Grand Center, 180 Q North, 500 West in Moab. So, again, opportunity to get updated on Utah Raptor State Park, that newest state park in the state that is going to be just there north of Moab. Again, it's a morning show on 92.7, looking at some other news in the Red Rock area. Let's see here. I had something pulled up. Looks like one other thing, Navajo Nation, President Boo Nigrin, along with Assistant Secretary of Health Rachel Levine, signed a proclamation honoring Navajo Nation Sovereignty Week yesterday. So that's another recognition happening as they're just starting the Navajo Nation legislative session. And we're going to have some big news coming out of the Navajo Nation later this week as well, impacting the Red Rock area.
In addition to Boo Nigrin's wife is going to be the commencement speaker at USU Blanding graduation this week too. So,
yeah, Jasmine Blackwater Nigrin. She's not just the first lady. She also served in the Arizona State Legislature before giving that up to take on first lady duties on the Navajo Nation. So, that's a busy household.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Also going on this weekend is the on April 27th is the Moab Car Show. It's just around the corner. It's going to be a great event. A lot going on, headquartered in Suwannee Park, but it spills out over everywhere in Moab this weekend. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, I wouldn't hesitate to go to Moab and see some incredible cars, and it's always a good time.
Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've also got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
The funeral services for Jack Brewer of Monticello, that'll take place on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Again, that funeral is at 1. The viewing begins at 11 a.m. The family of Stephen Carey McCandless invite friends and family to a celebration of his life on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Old City Park in Moab. A memorial service for Linda Sue Long will begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the LDS Church in Cedar Ridge, Colorado. Long was a longtime resident of Monticello. She passed away on April 15th. And a celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday, May 5th, at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez at 1 p.m. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more news and happenings here on 92.7.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at DoobieSistersCo.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, 9:28 a.m.
And that song, Baby Baby by Amy Grant, was the number one song in the land 33 years ago today, 1991. Baby Baby was her biggest hit since her 1986 debut song with Peter Cetera, Next Time I Fall in Love. Anyway, so Amy Grant, 33 years ago today. On this day in 1914, Wrigley Field hosted its first Major League Baseball game in Chicago. Cubs still play there, a classic baseball park. On April 23rd, 1976, the Ramones released their first album. It was the beginning of punk rock. And on this day in 1985, Coke tried to roll out a new version of its classic drink. New Coke bombed, and Coca-Cola Classic returned 3 months later, 1985. The first YouTube video was uploaded on this day in 2005, so just 19 years ago. In less than 1 year, YouTube had over 100 million videos that had been uploaded, so that was quite a bang start for YouTube. Today is National Cherry Cheesecake Day and National English Muffin Day. Both of those sound good to me. A lot of birthdays today. Wrestler John Cena is 47 years old today. Shirley Temple was born on April 23rd, 1928. Of course, she passed away several years ago. Actor Lee Majors was born on April 23rd, 1939. He's 85 years old today. He had quite a life. Still does, I guess. He's married to Farrah Fawcett. He starred in The $6 Million Man. He was the classic $6 Million Man on TV in the 70s. Valerie Bertinelli is 64 years old today. Of course, she is a TV star who was married to Eddie Van Halen. Singing legend Roy Orbison was born on this day in 1936. He died in 1988. And Herve Velazquez was born on April 23rd, 1943. He was the guy who announced the arrival of the guests on Fantasy Island. It was appointment TV on a Saturday night. So he would see the plane coming that had the guests and yell, the plane. If you knew it, you knew it. He was also in the James Bond movie, Man with the Golden Gun. He was born with dwarfism, died in 1990. Happy birthday, Herve Velazquez. And also William Shakespeare was born on this day in 1564. A couple of facts you may not know. Shakespeare's dad was originally a glove maker, but later he held a job. He was paid to drink beer. And when Shakespeare married Anne Hathaway when he was 18 years old and she was 26. I bet that was a scandal. She's 8 years older than him. Local birthdays today, no scandals. Got some good birthdays. Catherine Roberts, Trinity Kressler, Brenda Funk, Austin Shute, and Josie Garcher. Happy birthday to you all. Taking a look at what's going on in the area, McPhee Reservoir is up a foot and a half from its winter low, 77% full. Of course, that's the major reservoir in southwest Colorado. The big reservoir in the Colorado Basin here, Lake Powell, is increasing a little bit every day, 32% full, but hopefully that'll fill up more as the spring advances. So anyway, that's what's going on today in the Red Rock Country.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that William Shakespeare was so far, so much further down in the billing of the birthdays. He was beneath the guy who announced airplane arrivals.
Yeah.
The island.
David, you need to watch old reruns of Fantasy Island, because that was the start of it. He was a dwarf, and he was so excited for the arrival of the plane, and he took care of them. And the plane. It's one of those generational things that you'll never fully understand unless you get on YouTube. YouTube started 19 years ago today, so get on YouTube and watch Herb Velazquez on Fantasy Island.
Do you think there's a video of him amongst the millions on YouTube?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? The plane, that's classic if you are of a certain age. And I put William Shakespeare at the bottom. There's primacy and recency. And instead of listing him at the top as the most important, we wrap him up at the bottom as the most important. So there's a little strategy going on there.
Well, it's definitely stuck. So what was the plot of Fantasy Island? I mean, was this guy announcing?
There'd be three or four stories. These people had come in. It's this exotic island. I guess in this day and age, flying into an exotic island can be scandalous. But they'd come into Fantasy Island and solve the problems. And it was like this magical place where whatever the challenges you were facing, they would find a resolution to. And Saturday night TV, when things were pretty slow growing up, Saturday night you'd watch Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
So water-based, I guess. So what were the issues that they were fixing? Were they characters issues, or were they real-life people?
They were character issues. So, you know, there'd be three couples that get off the boat, and one of them is really struggling because they're trying to decide what to do with their career. And then another one is a zany one because they're trying to perfect their fruitcake recipe or something. I don't know. I can't remember the details.
Yeah.
But Herb was the guy who and Ricardo Montalbán was the main guy. He was the magic man on Fantasy Island, and Herb Velazquez was his right hand man. And man, they could work magic. They could wrap up three very complicated problems in 44 minutes and sell a lot of commercials at the same time. Fantasy Island was good TV.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, you don't sound convinced.
No, I do. I just sometimes you reference something and I have to check that. Did he make that up? You know, because most of the time, like, oh yeah, I've heard of that show, or you know, I've heard of Dallas, but this was so far out there. I just wanted to do some fact checking.
Yeah, he was French. His name on Fantasy Island was Tattoo, and again that between Tattoo and I can't remember the character's name who was the boss, but. They could get it done in a 44-minute span.
Wow.
Tattoo adopted a baby in one of the classics. It's good stuff, David.
Well, good deal. Well, I guess I've got some YouTube research to do, and I'll have to.
Yeah, just a reminder of what you missed that you didn't grow up in the 70s and 80s in the Red Rock Country.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well,
Mr. Rourke.
Again, it's the morning show. Oh, sorry, what'd you get?
No, the main guy, he was Mr. Rourke. Mr. Rourke and Tattoo.
Well, very good. Well, if you're listening to this conversation, maybe you need a job. Maybe we need a job. But we got the on-air job fair coming up next, job opportunities in the Red Rock area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191, or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee,
as well as a business office specialist / registration clerk, and a food services associate.
Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-8787. That's 1-800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-8787. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Looking, man, that NBA game last night, Denver Nuggets down big at halftime, down going into the fourth quarter, and then Jamal Murray hitting a buzzer beater to take a 2-0 series lead over the LA Lakers last night. So Denver Nuggets up 2-0 in that series.
Wow, I turned it off because it looked like the Lakers were going to run away with it. So sounds like I missed out.
Yeah, it was quite the end of the game. And Denver now up 2-0 in the series. Another series in the NBA of interest. The Phoenix Suns are in Minnesota tonight taking on the Timberwolves. Game two tips at 5:30. And again, Minnesota leads the series 1-0. Looking at some lower stakes games going on, the Arizona Diamondbacks are getting ready to play their 25th game of the season. So, a little bit lower stakes, but still want to get a win. They didn't do that yesterday in St. Louis, the Cardinals beating the Diamondbacks 5-3. They'll get another shot at it tonight. 5:45 p.m. is that opening pitch. And the Colorado Rockies, they also lost yesterday at home to the Padres. They'll play the Padres again tonight. Opening pitch, 6:40 p.m. And finally, taking a look at National Hockey League. Playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs underway, and Colorado Avalanche are down 1-0 in a series against Winnipeg, and they'll play again tonight, 7:30 p.m. is when the puck drops there for the Avs. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.